gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keyser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, November 28th, 2017. Welcome to day 313. Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi canceled a planned budget meeting with Trump after he cast doubt on their negotiations and attacked them publicly on Twitter. The Associated Press, Wall Street Journal, and Politico say Trump tweeted that the problem with, quote, Chuck and Nancy is that they want illegal immigrants flooding into our country unchecked, are weak on crime, and want to substantially raise taxes. I don't see a deal, end quote. The government's current funding expires on December 8th, and a temporary spending bill is needed to prevent a government shutdown. Democrats are pushing for the year-end spending bill to include protections for so-called Dreamers, which Trump ended in September. Pelosi and Schumer instead requested a meeting with Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. Meanwhile, ABC News says the White House responded and said it's disappointing that Schumer and Pelosi pulled out of the meeting with Trump after his Twitter attack on them. Sarah Huckabee Sanders added that Trump, quote, encourages them to put aside their pettiness, stop the political grandstanding, show up, and get to work, end quote. The Senate Budget Committee approved the GOP tax reform plan, moving it to the Senate floor for a full vote, where at least six Republicans do not currently support the plan. Republican leaders in the Senate can only lose two votes and still pass their plan without the support of Democrats. The New York Times says Trump paid $1.375 million to settle a class action labor case in 1998. Trump employed a crew of 200 undocumented Polish workers who worked in 12-hour shifts and were paid $4 an hour to demolish the Bonwit Teller building on Fifth Avenue to make room for the Trump Tower. The Hill and the New York Times are reporting that Trump is now suggesting that the Access Hollywood tape is fake, despite apologizing for what he described as, quote, locker room talk between men in October 2016. Access Hollywood responded to Trump saying, quote, the tape is very real. Project Veritas got caught trying to spread fake news about Roy Moore. The organization, run by conservative activist James O'Keefe, targets the mainstream news media in an attempt to set up undercover stings that involve false stories and covert video meant to discredit media outlets. The Washington Post reported that a woman falsely told its reporters that she had been impregnated by Moore as a teenager. Meanwhile, Newsweek says the Trump Foundation donated $10,000 to Project Veritas in 2015, a month before Trump announced his candidacy for president. The organization is responsible for a video claiming to show that Hillary Clinton supporters were paid $1,500 to cause violence during Trump's rallies, as well as videos targeting CNN and Planned Parenthood. And the New York Times and CNN are reporting that North Korea fired a ballistic missile for the first time in more than 2 months. Trump warned North Korea in a September speech at the United Nations that if it threatened the U.S. or its allies, he would have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea, and called Kim Jong-un Rocket Man. The U.S. believes Pyongyang may be able to put a miniaturized warhead on a missile in 2018, which would theoretically give North Korea the capability to launch a missile capable of hitting the United States. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keyser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.